We are on Gimel on base. We're supposed to get the Hay on base. Okay, we got to Gimel on base yesterday. We're up to Halacha Hay. Yeah. Halacha Hay is hit. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Aisha Bat Gerim, a woman who is the daughter of a ger, in other words, her parents are both Gerim. Lotino say the Kunush not marry a Kohen, Acha take Imam Mitzvah unless her mother is Jewish. He doesn't mean specifically mother. I mean either mother or father, one of the parents. It's going to be a machlokas in the Gemara. What?
If they're both Gerim, then aren't they Jewish anyway? Or
yeah, but their daughter is, according to this opinion, shouldn't marry a Kohen.
Even though there's
Kohen. What? I think with Chatchila we are machbid on this. In Yevet, if they were married, then we don't make them get divorced. But I think with Chatchila we are.
Child of Gerim.
The child of two Gerim. Two Gerim should not marry a Kohen. Right.
And they became Gerim before they gave birth.
Even they became Gerim before they gave birth. Echad Gerim ve'echad Avadim Meshuchorim. I'm surprised both the Gerim. And to release slaves. I feel like I saw a Doros even up to 10 generations, and that's meaningless, because here it doesn't mean a matter how many generations. Until the mother is Jewish. Hapatropin v'eved v'ashliach, a guardian of a field, in other words, a field is owned by orphans, and he's the guardian, or an eved who works in the field, Vashliach, and an agent, Vaisha Wubit, Vitumtum, a person of indeterminate sex, Vandrangan is a person who has both genders, Mivin, they bring Bikur Velo Kori. They cannot read the Parsha because the formula which comes with it, Shein Yichon Lomar Asher Asatali. They cannot say that you gave me because they were not given portions in the land of Israel, or They're not the holders of this land, so therefore they don't have the right to say this. Okay? Shliach and the Tumtu, right. Okay? Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov Omer v'chule. Time to learn over there. Rabbi Omer Basker Zohar Kabas Chol Zohar. Now, there's a whole machlokas over there. Rabbi Yehuda says that if the father is a ger, even if the mother is Jewish, she can't marry a Kohen. She's like the daughter of a Cholo, because her father is a Ger, she can't marry a Kohen. So even if the mother's Jewish, doesn't help. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds as long as one parent, either mother or father, is Jewish, that's sufficient in order to allow her to marry a Kohen. Rabbi Yossi holds that, although it's not brought down here explicitly, it's brought down in several places in Shas. Rabbi Yossi holds, even if both the parents are Gerim, then the child born after Gerus can marry a Kohen. Okay? And there's yet another opinion, which is Hashem Bar Yochai's opinion, that even Gerus herself, as long as she's Megayer under 3 years and 1 day old, so then she can marry a Kohen. Okay, so we're going to have all these opinions now spelled out. Tamati, we looked over there. If you don't have Bas Gerus or Bas Chol Zohar. It says the daughter of a ger who is a male, saying like the daughter of a cholo, a desecrated kohen is a male, and his daughter, neither of their daughters can marry kohanim. The kula mikra echad dor echad ache echad, and all of them one pasuk came dorshim neidarshim to get to their opinions. It says kiim besulos a kohen shall marry anybody other than besulos mizera beis yisrael from the seed of the congregation of Israel. It should be Avia Mi'Yisrael until their father is Jewish. Why? Because that's Mizera Beis Yisrael. It has to be the seed of the house of Israel. So that means the father's got to be Jewish. Reb Lezman Yaakov Omer, Reb Lezman Omer, or Avia Oima, either one of them, right? Rabbi Yossi Omer Achi Voldemi Kedushas Yisrael. Rebbe says Beis Yisrael means that to be born from fully Jewish parents, but even if they're Gerim, that's okay. Rebbe Shimon Omer, Ad Shivu Besulim B'Kedushas Yisrael, as long as the girl was a psula, at the time she was a Jewish, at the time she became a psula, so then she's allowed to marry a kohen. When did she become a psula?
When did she become a
psula? Yeah, it's a trick question, obviously. When did she become a psula? I know, that's why I said it's a trick question. Age of three. Because before that, if she gets wounded, the psula can come back, and afterwards they don't get put, come back. So until she's Megara ain't until the age of three, the gay, or she can marry a kohen.
I thought in the Bavli was a low book that the blanket.
Not according to Shin Baruch Chai. Okay, that's his basic premise. Time B'Shem Rabbi Yishim Rabbi Shim. We learned name Rabbi Shimon. Gioris Pchusi Ba'ashol Shoy Ve'Mechon. A Gioris who's less than 3 years and 1 day old. Shinis Gairo who's Megair. Shere Lakuna. Shem Baruch Chai is an engine four holes. She's Kosh Lakuna. Shem Baruch Chai Zuchot Tapa Noshim says when they capture all the Moabite women. So soon?
Got everything I needed.
Oh. Okay. Was it well attended?
I didn't even go.
Oh, you didn't even go?
No, but I primed my father-in-law after I found out all the information that I needed to find out.
Oh, okay. Chol taf anoshim. Well, we didn't get very far where you were gone. Oh, we did make a decision, though. Actually, I made a decision on the basis of input. We're going to get, I will go to explore the matter of acquiring platters for the seal. And I will let you know tomorrow night. But tentatively, it's going to be next Tuesday night. And you should let me know how many family members you intend on inviting. And we should, just you, nobody else, that's it. And we're going to invite the morning Daf Yomi and the night Kol. Okay? Wasn't that quick to the point? All right. We shall execute that decision. All right. Says more further. You're all supposed to make speeches. I forgot that part. Anybody would like to make a speech? I assume you'll make a speech.
Don't assume anything. I don't know.
I'm formally asking you to make a speech. Would you like to speak?
No.
Would you like to speak? What? Okay. All right. Says more further. Time share machine. Gioris Pusim Bashol Shrein Yemechot. A Gioris less than 3 days and 3 years and 1 day old. She is Gaio Aksher Lakuna, who's Megai, she's Kosh Lakuna. She never called Taf Panosh Mishloel, the Mishkov Zohar. Any children, any young ones among the women who did not have relations with human, with men. Chachu lachem, you're allowed to leave a life for yourselves. Upinchas Simon, and Pinchas was one of the people who went to war against, I said more before, it's Midian, against the Midianites, and captured these captives. So it seemed that even Pinchas was allowed to had to consort with one of these women. So they must be that if the Zoras and Magayer at under three, then they themselves are permissible. So says Gemara, that's what? Under three. They were very young, Taf. Rabbanan, wait to see what we're going to see later on. Rabbanan, hachi lochem lavon mishavos. Rabbanan say, didn't mean to leave them alive as wives, but as slaves. Slaves, doesn't matter what age they become slaves. Rabbi Yassim Shevi Yonan said, halacha Rabbi Yossi. Also, Rabbi Yossi says, that as long as even if the father and mother are gerim, their daughter can marry a kohen. However, kohanim nagu silsu ba'atzman, the kohanim stuck up as they are, they conducted themselves on a higher plane as are b'lozim and yak, which means they are makbid at least one parent must be a Kohen. Okay? Chad Kohen Nasa Bas Gerim, a certain Kohen who married the daughter of Gerim. Aso Uvdu Kumi Rabbi Avo. So this came from Rabbi Avo. Va'arbehe Asaf Sila. He spread him out over the bench in preparation for what? Flogging. Preparation to flog him. Amalei Rabbi Bibi. So Rabbi Bibi said, no relation to the current one. Rabbi Bibi said,
he's certainly not a rock.
Lo kein alfon Rabbi. Wait, didn't you teach us a lot of Rabbi Yasi? I love the Rabbi Yasi. So don't flog the poor guy, right? Because he married the daughter of Tukerim. Amalei, so Rabbi Avo said back, the Lokwain Nogum still slaps him with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, but having the Kwanim conduct themselves according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov on a higher plane? Some later, Rabbi Bibi said, no, but for law of Amina Gloikin, on such a minute you're going to flog him. So says Amar Amarle, Rabbi Avo said to Rabbi Bibi, you know what? In kach adchami, if this is what you see, mephiously, go make amends for me with the guy who was about to flog. Vonamokim, they'll take him off the flogging bench. Min the kaime, once he got up, Amarle, so the Kohen who was on the bench said, holy vuchur otsua, since the whip was released, Afani Mutabo, I remain permitted to my wife, and he did not divorce her. So if I recall correctly, L'chadchila were machmir like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that a Kohen cannot marry somebody unless at least one of their parents was Jewish, JFB, right, Jewish from birth. However, b'dievet, if a Kohen did marry the daughter of Tugerim, so then he's allowed to remain married, as we see here, because Hucha Rutsua, it seems that it was indicated that it permitted. Yaakov Rishia said, so my certain family in the south, people said they were supposed to be quiet, but there was something questionable about them. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi sent Rabbi Ruminis Levodkan to check them out. And he found she's Garo Ziknasa, that the grandmother of this family became a Gioras Pachos Mibas Sholoshanim V'yayim Echad, when she was less than 3 years and 1 day old, and therefore she herself was a Gioras. Nonetheless, she married a Kohen V'yichshir Lakuna. So despite that, they said the family could remain, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said, the family could remain Kohanim. So it says, Rabbi Yishmar, Rabbi Shimon, it must be he was Machshir her like Rabbi Shimon, who says that Gioras less than 3 years old, who converts is a valid candidate to marry a Kohen. Rabbi Zira just said, no, Divri Akoli. Everybody here would agree that this family is okay. Don Rabbi Zira B'Shem Ravada Barachua, but Rabbi Yud, and he's Rabbi Zira said, Ravada Barachua, Arachva. Rabbi Yehuda Matan Yibo B'Shem Rabbi Yavo. Rabbi Yehuda used to say his name Rabbi Yavo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Vlad Bogeres. Kosher. This is a very interesting Gemara. A Kohen Gadol is only allowed to marry a girl under the age of 12 and a half. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a girl over the age of 12 and a half. Why would she become a 12 and a half? And what might a Bogeres not have? Psulim. She doesn't have Dam Psulim, according to many opinions. So, or she's a reasonable chance that she loses them. So, according to Gadol, could only marry a 12 and a half year old. Okay? Up to 12 and a half. What happens if you have the daughter of somebody who's over 12 and a half? Of course, Kohen Gadol can marry, right? No problem, right? You can marry the daughter. It's not a trick question. The answer is obviously no. Yes, you can marry the daughter of a woman who's over 12 and a half as long as that daughter is herself under 12 and a half, right? So says the Gemara, Reb Vlad Bogeres Kosher. Why is the daughter of a Bogeres allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol? Lichor she should be forbidden to marry a Kohen Gadol, right? because she's the daughter of a pesula. She's the daughter of a woman who's pasul. So why is she kosher nonetheless? Because mishu below sase shibam mikoach hase. The prohibition on a kohen gadol marrying a girl who's not a pesula, a girl who's a bulgaris, is because of a lav abam mikoach hase. The hase says we shall be pesula yikach. You should take a woman whose pesulim are intact. So from this we deduce that if she's over 12 and a half, you shouldn't marry her. So the mitzvah sase is take a woman who has pesulim. For this we extrapolate a blow sase and lav abam miklal hase v'chol lo tase shibam miklal mikoach hase haseu. A lav abam miklal hase is hase. Now here's the amazing part.
That wasn't amazing.
Oh, it is. Which part?
Well, I guess maybe I'm misunderstanding this gemara.
No, you are understanding it. I'm incorporating this in the amazing part.
Go ahead.
The amazing part is that we say, even though I have a very easy way out of this comparison, obviously a Bulgaris is not an inherent psul to a kohen, right? She herself was a ksheira earlier in life, right? She just lost it because she grew older. I'm comparing that to the much more inherent psul of geiris, right? And I'm saying another amazing thing, which is their gradations in the extent of the individuals to whom the lav applies based on the severity of the lav. Something which, to the best of my knowledge, we don't usually see. We see gradations in the punishments, gradations in the hell aspect of it, right? But we never see gradations in the persons to whom it applies. Yair is saying, since the prohibition of marrying a Bulgaris is only a lava b'miklal haseh, it's a negative commandment derived from a positive commandment, therefore it is less stringent, lighter in nature than an actual lav. And that is why it doesn't apply to the daughter of a Bulgaris. Not because of the qualitative difference between a Bulgaris and any other prohibition, rather because of, so to speak, the quantitative impact of having a less severe penalty attached to it. Okay? I expressed that well? Okay? So is that amazing?
This whole thing is amazing because talk about the psul suggesting that the daughter of a Bulgaris she's a daughter of a psula, therefore the psula attaches to her.
Right, that would be amazing. But that's what I'm saying. The more amazing fact is how we get out of that. Because it would be an easy refutation to that, right? But the more just limits it by saying it's because of lava b'miklal say I say. The kavasa so to hear kiim b'sulam yam avichachi shav alo giyor mina giyores. How we know kohen could not marry giyores? Because it's not a regular kohen, because she's not a b'sulam me'amov, right? So kolo says so. This also it says kiim b'sulam yam avichachi shav. He should take a b'sulah from his nation. So it's we derive from that, we extrapolate a lot not to take anybody else, right? So any lava of Amikla Asay is an Asay as well. So there, just like Bulgaris doesn't apply to the daughter, so too the Psul of Giores does not apply to the children. It's a one generation Psul. It's a remarkable thing.
Yes, the Gemara really stands by the principle that it really should have been a Psul.
Right.
But for the fact that
it's lava bar miklal hase, that's right.
It's unbelievable.
Okay? Says one, I don't make it up, I just say it over. Hey, Sarbiyesh, ask a question on this. Say, wait a minute. Hare dor sheni shel mitzri. A mitzri, how many generations of Egyptians can't come right? Three. So second generation of mitzri are reu below sase shebar miklal hase. Haseu. The second generation of a Mitzri is prohibited to join the congregation of Israel, right? Yet that's also a derivative of Asay. The Asay is Dor Shlishi of Olam Mikal Shem, only third generation. So we say not the second generation, but there we do render the second generation unfit. So to hear, since the grandmother was a Giyores, so her daughter should be Pasul Kuna as well.
No one ever said that she go for three generations of Giyores.
That's what you might say. The Gemara gives another answer.
Yeah,
different, also amazing. Rabbi Yeshua Amar Velo Dami said it's not comparable. Aseh Shebisrael v'Aseh Shebekohanim. One is an Aseh which has to do with all Jews. One is an Aseh which limits the Kohanim. So again, here we're going to limit the persons to whom the prohibition applies based on. Well, based on the persons to whom it applies. But based on in other words, if it's an issue which applies only to Kohanim, it's less severe than issue applies universally. Since Mitzri is a universal issue, that's why it goes to the second generation and onto the third generation. Since Pesula Me'amov is only a Kohen prohibition, that's only extends to the first generation, not the subsequent generations. Okay? So again, a very strange way of reading it. Of learning it. V'amar lo dami asi shebisrael lo dami asi bishrov asi shekhanim. One asay has to do with Yisrael, one has to do with Kohanim. Asi shebisrael osur b'kol. The asay which is by the Yisrael is osur by all Jews. Kohanim levim Yisraelim. V'asay shekhanim the asay by Kohanim osur Kohanim is only limitation by Kohanim. U'mutzer levim Yisrael, therefore it's mutter by Levi Yisrael, and therefore also it's mutter, as we said here, by a girl who's the daughter of a Gioris who married a Kohen.
It's almost like a catch-22. The daughter of a Bulgaris is not going to have a Sulam because she had a child.
Right.
So by definition, she's not doesn't have a Sulam.
That's fine. Right. In other words, you're asking really a variation of his question. A Bas Bulgaris by definition can't be apostle.
Yeah.
Because everybody is a Bulgaris. No, so that, what we might say is that that every wife of Kohen Gadol must be the daughter of the wife of the previous Kohen Gadol. The wife previous Kohen Gadol got married before she was 12 and a half. Right? So therefore, her daughters even later in life are kosher for Kohen Gadol. In other words, it's not even true. It doesn't just have to be the wife of Kohen Gadol. In other words, all Kohen Gadol's wives have to be the products of unions where the girl got married on the age of 12 and a half. That's who would have said. Okay, but we don't say that. Again, that's what Gemara is saying. Whatever reason the Gemara says we don't say, we do not say. Shliach, an agent. When are you allowed to send Bikurim by an agent? Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Lagashim Riochan said, B'shalikt on l'sholam b'yad acher. All of you tell you originally when you collected the fruit, you collected with the intent to send it with somebody else to Yerushalayim. Avim Lavin who? But if you wouldn't collect with the intent to bring it yourself, so then lo yishalom biyarach, and now to send it in the hands of a shliach. V'lamachasalon. He didn't tell us what chamachasalon means. He didn't finish his statement concerning this. Where's the word machasel appear in the liturgy? Coming up. In Nagara, right? Chassal Seder Pesach, and it is complete. So here he didn't complete explaining his reasoning for it. Okay? Rabbi Yonah Mechassalor, Rabbi Yonah completed the reasoning. How so? Rabbi Zion, Rabbi Amin, Rabbi Shimon, look at what Rabbi Yonah just said. Mishalach them, the same thing we just learned, Mishalach them, the Shalom Biyarachir. When can you send with a shliach? When you collected originally with the intent to send it with somebody else. I'm Litan Lavian who, but if you collect it with the intent to bring them yourself, lo yishlacham biyarachin. You may not send it in somebody else's hands. Why? Shekol ha-bikurim, a very precious moment. Any bikurim sheniru liyitu b'kriya, any bikurim which were suitable for the additional advantage of reading the parasha, any tar mele b'kriya, they are not permitted except with Kriya. In other words, if you harvested it yourself, right? You had to bring it yourself so that at that point you became Chai both in Havah and in Kriya. You may not downgrade it by later assigning the Havah to somebody else, which will preclude any Kriya because you're not Yerushalayim to read it. Okay? Says in Gemara,
in other words, it's your mitzvah, and you should do that.
Well, it's not just your mitzvah. If you don't do it, nobody else can do it. Because only the owner could say, this is from my land, which God gave me. Anybody else can't do it. Okay, it says, I'm Rabbi Yossi, I forgot to blow my Rabbi Yossi, other Milsa. Even Rabbi Yossi himself didn't say this. Amai the Kavasa, he said something similar to this, very similar to this. Well, what did he say? Amai Vizir Rabbi Yasa, Rabbi Yizir said to Rabbi Yasa, Niruka Nirat, you remember, Kadisar Mesala, the other Rabbi Yeshua, when that statement named Rabbi Yeshua was made. Vama Rabbi Yossi, the same Rabbi Yoshi is that you have to, that's only when you collect it originally with the intent to give somebody else to take up your shrine. You collect with the intent to take up yourself, then you have to bring it up yourself. So says Mar, do you remember that which Nihir At, Kadisam is another Rabbi Yoshi, that when Rabbi Yoshi said his principle. Vam Rabbi Yoshi, and Rabbi Yoshi said, Masisa Pliga. Our mission seems to argue on this. It says, not our Mishnah, later Mishnah. Hivish Bikura Vachakach Mochar Sadeu. If you set aside Bikurim, and then you sold your field, so nonetheless, maybe Venakori, you could bring your Bikurim as long as you don't read the Parsha. How can you bring it there? You downgraded, right? Originally it was Chayev and Kriya. Now you sold your field, it's now Chayev and Kriya, right? So this is Marki Menino, we explain it by case with Shinosan Daito. At the time you harvested the Bikurim, you already knew you were going to sell your house. So therefore, whenever it was harvested, it already was harvested on the assumption wouldn't make the wouldn't make it proper Bikurim Yerushalayim. So says Gemara, in other words, you wouldn't do the Kriya. Says Gemara, again, Kimenu Kshenosan Daito, when he had in mind, it should be not Limsor, Limkor, Mishor Rishoina, to sell it from the initial period, and therefore that's also anything which we had in mind does not an impediment, because then I say that the ultimate circumstances were taken into account at the beginning. Ask Marvatina, you can't always take the circumstances into account, sometimes the natural disasters, such as Vatina, didn't we learn Yavish Ilan Nixas Ha'ilan? Now this story about actually it's a typo. It should be Yavish Hamayan Nixas Ilan. We learned that if a person has a field which he got and I forgot what the case is. Yeah. Person has a field which he got, and he set aside Bikurim, and then he wants to bring the Yerushalayim, and before he gets a chance to bring the Yerushalayim, the whole field goes bad, or at least part of it goes bad, right? The spring dries up, the tree gets chopped down. So we learn over there, nonetheless, you can bring the Bikurim up to Yerushalayim. Why? The question being Peter bringing other Bikurim up to Yerushalayim, since now you don't have a bona fide field, and when you collect it, you did have a bona fide field, so you really should make the Kriya. But you can't make the Kriya, so therefore let's not allow you to bring out the Bikurim to Yerushalayim at all, right? Because what are you going to do? So it's more Odi B'Yavish B'Shar Rishoy now. Talking about where the guy knew that it was really going bad before he took off the initial Shumas Amaisers. Not Bikurim, sorry. Not true advice, Bikurim. So therefore, since you already knew at that time when he sets aside just to take it and not to read the parasha, and therefore he can follow through later on the fact when he knows, since he foresaw that this is the problem, so now he obviated the problem by indicating that it should be Trumus of Maestros, Bikurim again, should be Bikurim when it shrivels and when it dies. And at that point, you won't be Chayim and Kriya, and the Chayim and Kriya never evolved because originally it was too premature. That's more of a Kriya Ma'akeves. Is Kriya the Parsha required? Chor, you don't need it. I'm Rav Shobari Vitzok. Haroy, very famous quote. Haroy la Kriya and Kriya Ma'akeves. Say it in like Haroy la Bila, right? Eighth, if it's suitable to reread, you don't have to read it, right? That's basically it. A royal Kriya and Kriya Makev is if it's suitable to read, you don't have to read, but it must be suitable for reading. Now, Likdom Lashon Biad Acher. Let's say I collected my grain with the intent of sending with Reuven to Yerushalayim. I should not then go ahead and stand up with Shimon to Yerushalayim. Why? Because maybe you, the owner, Reuven yourself, will go up to Yerushalayim. And guess what you have to do then if you go up to Yerushalayim? Do Kriya, right. And you might forget to do so. So therefore, as a gezeira, they said, once you appoint the shliach, you got to follow through on him, because otherwise you might forget the proper halachas which should be made. The proper halachas of reading the kriya. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rebob Sher V'Yochanan said, Hayorish mevi veina kore. So he inherits, brings bikurim, and he doesn't read the parsha. So that's more manakim. What are you talking about? Im Yorish B'chayov, if he's inheriting during his father's lifetime, Shlucho. So of course, he's not really an heir. He's the emissary of the father. So of course, he can't be Korei. Hilachim Yisusavi, if it's after his father's death, Shaloi. Of course, he can be Korei, right? It's his. Al Kinakim, what are we talking about here? Shaloi Aviv Schula Mesukam. To that where his father was sick or in danger. And in that case, I say that even though he inherits his father's property, right, because father abdicated it to him, so to speak, nonetheless, he doesn't bring Bikurim from it. Well, he brings Bikurim, he doesn't read, because it's not yet Asher Nasatli Hashem. It's not yet his land to make that claim. Now, in regard to that, says more, Ksivit says, V'samachta b'chol tov. You should rejoice in all the good Asher Hashem Nasalach Hashem Ulkecha. Ulvei Seach, which God gave you in your house. Mulamit Sha'adam, maybe Bikurim Michse Ishto Vikori. A person can become, bring Bikurim from his wife's property, right, from her bank account, and read the Parsha Bikurim for that. Rishimim Ben Logishoimer, La'achar Misa. When could a person do that after his wife dies? Because he inherits his wife and he can bring for her property, right? B'chaim lo, but not during his own lifetime. Not during her own lifetime, because then he doesn't yet own it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar lo shani makes a difference. B'chaim ilacham isa, he always owns the property, right? Whether it's alive or dead. Says the Gemara. Yeah, for some reason we doesn't get into that here. I assume we're just talking about Nichsei Tzon Barzel. Okay, and Nichsei Malok, which would be in Sajik Machlokas. Rishim Malakish Gedaita, Rishim Malakish says, the whole thing is a lot of reason. Rishim Malakish Amar, Adam Yeresh Es Ishto, Tvartor, no, it says Ein, the Ein is a typo. Why, how does Shmuel say it's. Yeah. How does Shmuel say that you get not Shmuel. How does Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish say? Should have started earlier. What's the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? What do you think the machlokas is? Well, how would you know? It's machlokas whether Kinya Peres or Kinya Guf or not. Okay? Because this says parallel sugi in the Bavli. Baba Basra. Machlokas, the king and parents can't go. I don't own something, but I own the rights of usage. Is that considered ownership or not? So that's Machlokas. Reish Lakish holds not. Rabbi Yochanan holds yes. So that's Reish Lakish holds. Since it's not, king a husband in his wife's property during his wife's lifetime is what? What? No, he is an ownership, but it's an ownership of Kenyan Paris, not a Kenyan Goof. Like, he only has the rights of usage, doesn't he have the actual ownership of the land, right? Doesn't have the title to it. So, therefore, Hashem Elohim says, the rice, he doesn't own anything. Can he bring Bikurim? No, because he doesn't own. Where can he bring Bikurim the rice? Only after he owns. When does he own it? After she dies. So, he owns Usha Baal's the rice. Rabbi Yochanan owns Usha Baal's the Rabbana. So and he hope, but he holds Kinyan Peres is Kinyan Guf. So during the lifetime when the man exercises rights of domain over the Kinyan Peros, so that's sufficient for him to bring Bikurim, right? Because Kinyan Peres is Tatan Makinyan Guf. Rights of usage are equivalent with ownership. However, after his death, after husband's death, she can no longer be Makdashim. Why is that?
Goes to the children.
Right, because it's not hers. Midoraisa. Midorabana. Not his, midoraisa. Midorabana, it goes to the husband. Midoraisa, though, will go to the kids, not to the husband. Okay? What is?
Oh, logic follows. Yeah. But it just seems that while you have the direct owner who's alive, his chiyuv bikurim is deraisa. Yet when the direct owner is gone, you think that his chiyuv deraisa.
Well, it's not his, it's the spouse's.
No, it's the wife's.
No, it's the husband's chiyuv bikurim we're talking about.
Right, well, of course it's his chiyuv. Yeah. But while the wife is alive, the one who really owns the land, you would think that...
Neither of them are chayiv. But the chiddush is that neither of them are chayiv.
No, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's chayiv.
No.
Can you press? Can you not?
Oh, right. While she's alive, yeah, right. Yeah.
So his chiyuv is deraisa. Yeah. And when she's gone, you would think
there is that it, certainly a case, right?
Yes.
But Tiel Jush the Baal's Rabbana doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Midoraisa, where?
Why does it have?
Midoraisa, midoraisa, who inherits a wife?
No,
her children. No, not according to Rabbi Yochanan.
Okay, because why does he hold up? Why does it?
Oh, it's a very, very important, it's a very, very important discussion of that, and a certain very significant sefer in Baal Basra. In brief, it happens to go on for pages and pages. It's one of the better pieces. But in brief, it's because Rabbi Yochanan holds all. And Rambam passes like Rabbi Yochanan that all inheritances in Judaism, midoraisa, are bloodline inheritances, and a husband is not a bloodline of his wife. Okay, that's the concept of kol nishiva shoylam mishmush. Mishmush means where we haven't had it in a long time, right? Mishmush means where it goes, travels up and down the property, so to speak, travels up and down the bloodline, trying to find a place to rest. It doesn't make lateral moves. Even a Yerusha going the Rambam, even a Yerusha between two brothers is not direct. It's through the father. Okay, so everything has to go through blood lines. You remember that, right? Okay, so that's what I'm talking about here. Yeah. Okay. Oh, boy. You guys are good. You guys are good. All right. Rabbi Yehudah Shem Rabbi Yeshua says, Hanocha Markevis, and Kriya Markevis. To put it down in the Beis Hamikdash is required. To read the Barash is not required. Didn't we learn later in the Masechta that somebody who eats Bikurim before he reads the Parsha gets Malkus, gets flogged? Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda, B'Shem, Rabbi Shmuel, on Dalar and Beis now.
You said Rishaya Hanaf Makevsi and Kriya Makevsi. The next part is Watanino and Oath of Bikur Machilo Kara Alehan.
That's what I just read. Yeah.
Yeah.
Loke, yeah. I threw in the word Loke. Now, the last four words on the page of Rav Oshi and Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah.
Shem Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, it's Rabbi Akiva who says Kriya is not Makev. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi asked Haydn Rabbi Akiva, which name Rabbi Akiva is this? Rabbi Mona, Rabbi Mona said, Shema Saba, I heard from my father, Rabbi Yoina, Tani, that he said, Hanocha Makevis and Kriya Makevis. That Hanocha is required to put it down, to put the basket down the base of Mikdash. Reading it is not required, reading the Parsha. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kriya Makevis. Akiva says, reading the Parsha is required. Rabbi Yaakov Barach Hashem, Rabbi Loza said, why they say you must put the Bikurim down in a basket? Because everybody can do that. Again, we, Rabbi Tanchum and Rabbi Ravuna B'Shem, Rabbi Lez said, because it says Vinachto twice in the Parsha Bikurim. So the second time it's written, it's superfluous. It's, it comes in what teaches that it must be done. Amrayabo. Yeah. They said both. Mori is like Amri, or we said both. Mori Tate said both. Chadak Rabbi Yehuda, Chadak Rabbanan. One of these reads like Rabbi Yehuda, one is like Rabbanan. Chadak Rabbi Yehuda, one is like Rabbi Yehuda. Da'amar L'tzorach Nishneis. He says that V'nachta was written twice in order to teach us something else. What he says, you have to do tznufa, you have to wave around the Bikurim. So therefore, how does he know that? That Bikurim are Hanocha Ma'keves, Imneshi Noegas Bakol, because everybody can do Bikurim. The extent of it is what determines it as a more superior procedure. The extent to which Bikurim applies indicates to us that you have to dafka do Hanocha. Superior procedure again, that Hanocha is required. Don't need to for by Bikurim, and therefore the second time says Vinachtu is somewhat superfluous. The reason why it says over again is the teachers Batafka that you have to do Hanocha. That's what it comes to teachers. Okay? So there are two different ways of learning, depending whether I need the second Hanocha, the parasha for something else or not. So that's how I'm going to learn the necessity to put Bikurim down in the base on Mikdash. Okay, so as opposed to Kriya, which is Machlokas Rabbi Rabban Rabbi Akiva. Kiva says it's not an impediment, and Rabban holds it is. The opposite, Rabbi Akiva holds it is an impediment, and Rabban holds it's not. Okay, Allah above. Hakonish Ne'elonis Besok Shel Chaveru. Somebody buys two trees in his friend's yard. Maybe Beno Kori. He brings the Kori, but he can't read Adoma Shere Sadli because he don't know if he acquired land with these trees or not. And Mer, maybe Kori can bring and can read the parsha. What if, as we mentioned before, the wellsprings went dry or the trees shriveled up? Maybe in Kori, maybe Kori can't read because he no longer has Adoma Shere Sadli Hashem. It's no longer truly his. Minachag var Chanukah from Sukkot to Chanukah. Yeah, that was right. Maybe in a Kori you bring Bikurim, but you can't read the parsha. When you can read the parsha only between Shavuos and Sukkot, not after Sukkot. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ben Beseru Omer maybe Kori even after Chanukah you can still bring the Bikurim and read the parsha. Okay, Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, boy, he asked, Kona Ilan Echol Kona Karka. If you acquire one tree, everybody agrees you don't bring Bikurim. Because you didn't acquire the land underneath it. Shnaim, if you acquire bought two trees, Lokana Kaka, then you didn't acquire, then also you didn't acquire the right to the. What? Karka. Now, when you buy two, he didn't. It sounds like it's definitive, right? He didn't buy in land. Echoreno may be kolikar, but it's not really. One, you don't bring at all. Shnaim may be in a kore. You bring, but mesafik, so we don't read the parsha. I may have lesser, so that's what he said. I don't understand what's going on here. Explain to me this price. So Amar Leisa said, Amar Blazer, Milin the Tzrichel Rabbanim Bebeis Ba'adotra, so which the rabbis already clarified in the base on Medrash, the base body you're asking me, you know the answer to that, and the answer is that Chachamim made the distinction between one, two, and three trees. But the Gemara doesn't itself has to go into that. Say more further. The Rabbi Yehuda, now this is going back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said, even if you cut down a tree, you still bring Bikurim from it. And the Bikurim which was set aside before it's cut down are still bringable. So we ask the Gemara why. So we ask the Gemara, the Rabbi Yehuda Avad is Ilan Kakash. Ilan is like a tree, is like straw. It's like grain. So by grain we say that you grind your own grain.
Rabbi Yehuda says if a
tree is like grain, like straw. That straw.
No, it's more like that.
A tree is like straw.
straw which was already cut.
Straw which was already, no. The opposite. Rabbi holds a tree is like straw which is not cut. Straw which is not cut. Yeah, but he says not that way. Rabbi Yerushalayim. He says straw which is not cut is batel to the land. A tree is also batel to the land. And therefore, even if the stuff, even if the wellspring shriveled up and died, right, even the tree, it's got to be cut off. You're right. As the Mishnah says, Nikta Tzila, maybe Vein Kurn, Rabbi says, maybe Mikori. So I guess it means to say, straw is considered part and parcel of the land, right? So too, a tree is considered part and parcel of the land. Even once it's cut, it doesn't lose its status of once having been part and parcel of the land, and therefore it's still being Mikorin from it. I guess. I guess that that's the case. So it says, my Tamati, wait a minute. Whoa, boy. Who? If you're going to say it's like straw, Tamati lurts over there. That must be going like Rabbi Yehuda, who Amar, who said, about at the Elon Kikashi, you look at trees as if they're straw. So it means you look at hoits as if they're adamas, right? Says Maran Rabbi Yossi Divrei HaKohi. No, everybody agrees with that by brachos. Because fruit trees are included in vegetables patches. But it doesn't work the other way. The vegetable patch is not part of the salads. Okay, it's part of the fruits. Says Gemara, Rabbi Bar Kana Boy Kumi Rabbi Ila, Machelo Sade Bekomasa. You sold the field and the grain was still growing. Halukech Maushi Avi Meni Bikurim. Does the buyer bring Bikurim? Amalei Lama Lav. So he said, why not? Jewish, answer the question with a question. Akadun Lacha. Maybe that's so true only when he sold it to him. Moist. Grain was not fully dry yet. What if he sold him a few liyavesha? Said Omerle, a few liyavesha, if he sold it dry, still the buyer brings bikurim. A few luktsura? What if he sold him already harvested? Said somewhere, no, give me a break. Meata, that's the case. A few luchitin? Even if you buy grain in the marketplace, do you have to be cream bikurim? Kachon oimrin, halkech min ashuk, maybe bikurim. Somebody who buys in the marketplace and bring bikurim? Obviously not, that would be preposterous. And therefore, so to here, it would be preposterous to require more than more than it's not more than. Sorry, I started the sentence wrong. The sentence has to be stated like this. The you can't be mechayev the kone. So I just can't be mechayev the kone. You can't. The kone can't bring bikurim if it's already harvested. It can't. It's not possible. You can't say if you go and you buy harvested grain in the marketplace, it's chayev bikurim. It's ludicrous, right? So too here. Even if the harvested stuff is not in the marketplace, but the harvested stuff is lying in the ground, lying on top of the ground where it grew, harvested is harvested.
You have to designate it while it's still growing. That's going to be
you brought to
Bikurim.
By matter,
I don't know.
That's what it sounds like.
No, but here we require the point of sale be why it's still in the ground. That's what we're talking about. So you sold the second part. When the second part become a chayiv to bring Bikurim? Only if it's sold while still in the ground. That's what we mean to say. Okay? So it says, Gemara, Pshita Adamilsa. This is obvious to us. Mogul appears for Shiloh Karka. If you sold the buyer the fruit and left yourself the land, Hamoicher Eni Yochel Lohavi, Shein lo peros. Yeah. The seller can't bring bikurim because he doesn't own the fruit, right? He sold it. And there's a line missing here. Halkech eni yochel avi. The buyer can't bring the fruit. Why? Shein lo karka. He's got no land, right? So nobody can bring. Tough, right? Chazav lochi meta. What if the buyer now bought back the fruit? He sold the fruit, kept the land, now he bought back the fruit.
Still isn't because it wasn't his possession.
You would say it's nidche. The shahs were yesh dichu it's a mitzvah sakev shnidche shuvenu chose venira. But the Gemara doesn't discuss that. Gemara says, no, honest. Says, Gemara, chose lo yimena nishmina me ato. Let's hear from you. Let's daoshen. Says, Nosla Kochim, it says if you give a prostitute her wages of sin a carbon, they don't become Esnan Zayda. Because the carbon already became before it's given to her as her wages of sin, right? Yenu Sushmani Muslav, so if you give the prostitute wine and oils and fine flour, and kol davar. These are cryptic words which are going to be important to us. Kol davar shkirti bakari lizbech, anything else which can be used from his back, also. Then that becomes Esnan Zoyna because if she got it, it's chulin. The turnaround uses kochim, that's Esnan Zoyna. Wages of sin. Right? Now, frek de gemore, ein bechlau, there's nothing which we can put into the two words kol dover, which is like the English etc., except ele perchilia novim, clusters of grapes, vatar shel shibolit, and crowns of stalks. Right, that these must be brought at, that these are brought as, or are not brought as, bikurim. It must be that kol davar means, kol davar shkitz b'kar gazech is talking about, sorry about bikurim, right? Sorry about bikurim. Yeah, we're dashing actually this brisa. The brisa says we're dashing the call to dover in the brisa to mean it's story about bikurim, right? That's what it says. So kinan kayamin. So now that my I'm sorry. And that the Gemara asks, "Manokemi, what are we talking about? Ikshenos lo beesnona. If you gave it already, is there wages of sin? So is she taking the bikurim? That can't be. Kachon armi lokech meyashuk maybe bikurim. Can somebody buy it from the marketplace bring bikurim? Elkinokemi, what are we talking about? We want to bring a ride from this brisa. So this brisa about kol davar, it's about bikurim. That's talking about our funny case. B'shoyim ukfani mishalo, the grapevines were hers." And she sold to the guy the fruit because of an usla besnona. And then he turned around and gave the prostitute back the stuff, right? So the reason why you can't bring this bikurim is because it was an esnan. Now, what do we infer? This were not an esnan. Maybe you could have brought bikurim from this, even though it was given to the sinner. Given back to the prostitute afterwards, and there was a time when it was in the hands of the sinner when it wasn't liable to be bikurim. But as long as she started out with it and she ends up with it, you can make it bikurim. Hadamaras teaches us chazal lachem, and as long as she bought it back, maybe she bring bikurim from the mixture. Says the Gemara. Oh, that's it. That's the end of that. Period. Okay. So we say if you sold the fruit. Kept the land, then bought the fruit back, you chayav and bikurim. Chayav and bikurim. The fact is, interruption in the middle, doesn't matter. A brother for a prostitute said, sorry, by a prostitute, she owned something, gave it to him as a gift. He had relations with her. She gave it back as a gift. So then she brings bikurim. I might think she brings bikurim back. If not for the prohibition of Esnan, that would be permissible bikurim. So therefore, that's a raya that, in the case of selling and buying back is chayav bikurim.
Derisa or
Derisa. right? Because we're darshaning that that's what kol davar in the description of Esman means.
And does kriya also?
Yeah, I assume so. Because part of Asher Dom Asher Sakli. Chavrai b'shem Mishum and Levi said, if Yishem Kodem Achag, v'avar Alein Achag, you set aside the Bikurim before Sukkos, when we're still the time to bring them. And now Sukkos passed. Maybe Veno Koyre, you can bring it now, but you can't read the Parsha. If Yishem Kodem Achag, now what if you took them all before Chanukah? V'avar Alein Achag, and Chanukah passed over them. So then what? You should be your carbon. They should rot. Now, by the way, this is a fascinating thing in and of itself. What kind of yantav is Chanukah? The Rabbanan. What kind of yantav is Chanukah? The Rabbanan. What determines the end date of when you could bring Bikurim? No, Chanukah. Till Sukkot, you can read the Parsha. Between Shavuos and Sukkot to read the Parsha, because that's the time Simcha, Chazal say. So Chanukah is less Simcha, but still some Simcha you can bring Bikurim. But Chanukah is a young Torah, and how can Chanukah determine the end point of Bikurim? So that's being, you know, because it's around the period. It must be, it was not an exact thing when the time Bikurim would end, right? It was around Chanukah time, so they made it the standardized in Chanukah. So, but that's the bottom line. After that, you can't even bring them without reading. What if you tried to designate them after Chanukah? Well, kachu, they don't become kadosh because it's not a time Bikurim. It's too late in the year for Bikurim. So now says more. Ask more v'leislei l'chabi. It should be v'leislei l'chevraya kodesh Rabbi Zira. Wait a minute. The chevraya don't hold the Rabbi Zira. What does Rabbi Zira hold? Okay, l'chevraya the chevraya hold Rabbi Zira. So Rabbi Zira. Didn't Rabbi Zira say Shekol Bikurim Shneir Liyitzer Bikriya, any Bikurim which were suitable for the additional mila of Kriya, any term Ela Bikriya, then only Mutter with Kriya? And yet here the Chevraya say that if you set aside before Sukkot, Bidyev, you can bring it after Sukkot, right? Wait a minute. It was set aside before Sukkot, it's essential to Kriya. Where's the Kriya, right? So, Leis Chevraya Kane, right? Well, do they not all of it? So, Mar Islahon, we're talking about a case. Shefishon Koyim Lechag Lavien Acher Chag. Similar to what we said before, you set it aside before Sukkot with the knowledge you're going to bring it after Sukkot. So, therefore, inherently, from the beginning, it wasn't susceptible to Kriya. As the Gemara, now this is going back on the boundary recording. How can you say that the Chanukah is the end point of Bikurim? But didn't we learn? Amavim Bikurim lo mina chodesh yosha, can't be Bikurim from last year and this year. This year and last year, lo mina chodesh nor last year and this year. Marakim, what are we talking about in this statement? Im beperish of Yerushalish ne Rosh Hashanah, if it's stuff which grew the third before Rosh Hashanah, and can't be Bikurim from stuff which grew the third before Rosh Hashanah, I'll perish of Yerushalish ne Rosh Hashanah, stuff which grew the third after Rosh Hashanah. As more became Shlevi Shlishi Shnei Rosh Hashanah, anything which didn't bring a third before Rosh Hashanah, anyway you can't bring this Bikurim. Why is that? Because it's Chadash. It's Chadash. It's stuff which obviously started growing after Pesach. So I'm going after Pesach, can you bring Bikurim from it now? Obviously not, right? So when can you bring Bikurim from it? After Pesach next year, right? After the Korban Omer of next year. By that time, it ain't going to be no Bikurim no more, right? It's really last year's crop. So that can't be, right? They're also until next Omer, right? Ella, what are we talking about? Kina and Kayamin, we're talking about Rosh Hashanah, here we mean the other Rosh Hashanah, Tu B'Shvat. But Perish Chotu Koyim Tu B'Shvat, you can't bring, and there's no chodesh, of course, by fruit. So you can't bring Bikurim from fruit which blossomed or budded before Tu B'Shvat, and fruit which budded after Tu B'Shvat. Became Shum Chodesh Al Yoshin. So it says more, why not? It must be because it's Chodesh Al Yoshin, right? Stuff which is before or after Tu B'Shvat, and stuff which is before Tu B'Shvat. But it sounds like coming Chodesh or Chodesh Yavi. But it sounds like from new fruit to new fruit you can bring forever. It's a very strange Gemara. Gemara is just saying, Well, there's a beginning point. Everything has to be at Tu B'Shvat. But it seems like there's no end point. Even after Hanukkah, as long as you want. Says one, no, what are you talking about? This is part of the kasha. V'soim mebel achar Hanukkah nekiyamin. Even up to after Hanukkah. As long as everything is after Tu B'Shvat, it can even go to after Hanukkah. That's part no. Amar chinna b'zmanon. When? Up to the right time. Right? But not past the right time. Meaning, yes, there is a beginning point. And there is an end point. Only this price, which is discussing the beginning point, not the end point, but the end point is Hanukkah, your end point for tonight right here.